Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue Pelayoyitz Oisbei is discussing the topic of Bizoyin, of disgrace. And we had mentioned in the previous year, this is Shia number 153, in the previous year we had mentioned that a person should be very careful not to mevaza anyone. Doesn't matter who, doesn't matter the status of the person, Ein lecha adam she'ein lesha, because eventually everybody has their point in time, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrates the world. Ein lecha adam she'ein lesha. Every single person, at one point in time in their life, it might even be this ani, who today is an ani, but you know what? There might be a point in time when somebody needs to come on to ask him for something as well. But you know how embarrassing that's going to be? If a person didn't treat this ani properly, and he was mevaza the ani, and all of a sudden, one day, he finds out, oh, you need something from somebody? Oh, that Yankel, that person, that Reuven, that Shimon, that Avram, he's the one you have to speak to. He's like, oh, I can't really speak to him. He says, well, why can't you speak to him? Maybe you can speak to him on my behalf. Well, anybody can speak to him. He's such a nice person. Ein lech adam shein lo isha. Now the Pelayoyitz tells us, v'ein lo adam levazes elo es atzma. There is one exception. Here's one exception. Who should a person be mevaze? The person he sees in the mirror. That person, which means himself. Says the Pelayoyitz, Emes Lamitoi, we know how we daven. We know if we have kavan in our davening, and so does Hashem, of course. But we know if we're giving the right amount of tzedakah, or if we're giving tzedakah because other people give to that charity organization, and it's something which you get covered for. Are we giving tzedakah to the right places, for the right reasons? We know if we're doing chesed because we want to get covered. All these things we know the emes. And therefore, he tells over here, really, min haga shel oilom, it's the opposite. There's a famous Mishnah in the Goyim, Perik based Mishnah Hay, which is the Bali Musar take it to apply to this message. There's a halacha that a person cannot paskin on his own Goyim, in his own plague, his own blemishes, in the mumim. If his color on the skin changes, you have to go to a Kohen, you have to go to someone else. You can't paskin yourself. Shekol on the Goyim Odom Roya, a person can see all the Negoyim. Chutz minigei atzma, except for his own negoyim. However, a nega also means his shortcomings, his own personal blemishes. And what we're saying is that a person doesn't see his own shortcomings. A person doesn't see his own negoyim. However, it's our responsibility. Don't say, oh, the Mishnah says I don't see my faults. I must not have any faults. I must be a great person. You know what? You are a great person. And everybody should think about themselves in the positive sense. But at the same time, you have to view yourself as a person in a working process. A work in progress, and you're working on yourself. But because you know you're not perfect, and you have negayim, don't get down on yourself. Don't be depressed. That's the Yetzer Hara. Rabbeisai, that's the Yetzer Hara. Do not get depressed and say, oh, I did this wrong and I did that wrong and this person thinks I'm a lousy individual and that person thinks I'm a lousy. No. That's the Yetzer Hara. You might have to work on things. That's true. But that alone, that you want to work on it, means you're a good person. Rav Dessa Zatzal says over that the mere fact you're breathing, Hashem says, I want you in my world. You have a tremendous amount to add. You're breathing, you're alive, you're here. You can bring tremendous productivity to this world. Continues the Pelayoyitz. V'tekev don oiso de kav choiva. Avol atzmoy vakish mem tes panim letaris as sheretz boifin shenid medloy ki zach v'yosho. Pa'oloy v'en kamoy b'chalaretz. He says, what's the norm? The norm is, when it comes to other people, we're quick to see their faults, their problems, their mistakes. When it comes to ourselves, he uses the expression here, 49 different reasons to why what we did is okay. Mem tes panim letaris asheretz. 49 reasons to why a sheretz, which is a rodent, which is tameh, we can give reasons to why it's tahor. Which is really what it means as to why what I did, my actions are acceptable and they're good. Well, loyzu derech ishara, this is not correct approach. Ela roi lo odom, yosher, liyoyz don eskol lo odom likavskos. It's appropriate. Roi lo odom yosher, liyoyz don eskol lo odom likavskos. We have to judge everyone favorably. Rabbi Yisai, let's judge everyone favorably. You see the person who parked the car, and I use the example all the time because it's annoying. It's an annoying thing. There's only X amount of parking spots. But I want to tell you, if you look at it a different way like this, if you view it as follows, yes, he parked not nicely, and he was inconsiderate. Maybe, first of all, he doesn't have those mechanically inclined capabilities to park a car well. Some people are better and easier than others. Some people can do it better than others. But I want to tell you something. This is the way you view it. Hashem is telling you, that's not your spot. Your loving father, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was telling you, that spot is not for you. So you say, what do you mean? If he would have been a mensch and moved over a little, another foot, another 6 inches, I would have had this spot. I wouldn't be late to davening. I wouldn't be late to my meeting. I wouldn't be late to my child's doctor's appointment. Let's view it like this. Let's recalibrate. Let's reframe the situation. Hashem is saying, you thought this was your spot. You thought you had a spot. No, Hashem is telling us, that spot is not for you. You know, we learn Musar Sfarim. We learn in Sfarim and Amuna, on Bitachin. Now's the time to implement what we learn. And we have to tell ourselves, Hashem is saying, that's not my spot. V'haraya, what's the proof? I can't fit my car in there. We have to judge every single person favorably, whether it's the person sitting next to you in shul, who unfortunately is not putting his dirty tissues in the garbage. Somehow, some way, we have to find a limud zchus. Whether it's your wife, whether it's your husband, whether it's your children who leave the lights on in the house and don't turn them off, and then even if you have LED bulbs, so the price is not expensive on your electric bill, turn the light off. You know, there's a very interesting phenomenon that people know how to turn the light on, but they have this issue, the difficulty. The light switch doesn't go down for them. Even in those cases. Or you come home and the air conditioner's all on, and now it's the wintertime, so it's not a good example, but in the summertime, every single air conditioner is blasting. No one's been home for 6 hours. What? Why did they leave all the air conditioners on? Even in that case, that doesn't mean you can't speak to them. But even in that case, Dalekav Schus. Man, it's Hashem continue with this topic.